It is the Maggie Dawn Show. I am not Maggie Dawn. I am Jimmy Cuska. I am the sports director here at Civic Media. Maggie will be back Monday, right? I think next week.
Tuesday.
She'll be back eventually.
Actually, no, maybe Monday.
I mean, it is her show. So
it is her show.
She'll be back to it.
Eventually. She'll be back real soon.
Well, you're stuck with me till 4 o'clock, and then you take over at four, and then you go from producing for 2 hours or however long you've been probably working since. Like,
I've been here since nine.
Let's say morning. I got in at six to do news, so I've been here for a bit too. But we, you know, working here on a Friday, like many, you know, not complaining or anything, just stating facts. But we will have Maggie back Monday while others enjoy some time off. We are here to take you through it. Some fun stuff coming your way in 15 minutes. Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin joins me. We're going to talk about
I'm so excited to hear this.
You can do around the state that begin even today. In fact, when the sun goes down, if it's not down already,
it's probably on its way.
Yeah, I'm looking around. It's like almost 3 o'clock. I'm assuming it's dark out. It'll be darker by the time I sign off today. But holiday light displays, a lot of the big ones around the state go up now after Thanksgiving. Some are already going. A few begin today. We'll talk to him about some of those things. And then coming up in about a half an hour, we are going to talk with the Wisconsin Policy Forum about school referendums and what it all means for the biennial budget discussions that actually begin next week. And that's because Governor Evers is doing a statewide tour of listening sessions on the budget. And he'll start Monday in Appleton, go around the state, and for a few weeks, gather some feedback from people around Wisconsin. So that's where we're at on the timeline of things. We just wrapped up a November election, which was certified today. And then we go right into the start of getting paperwork out for local offices Sunday, listening sessions for the next budget on Monday. Boy, it just never stops going. So. All right, this is the mandated sports segment. I was allowed a few minutes to talk sports, and I'm going to start with this. Packers won last night. Very good. Packers, very good football team. They won last night. They are very much a playoff team. I don't think there's a lot else to say about the Packers other than, yes, very good. I think there's a lot more to say about the Badgers. They lost pretty miserably today, 24-7 to Minnesota. A lot of people had left that game in the third quarter. Like, it was half empty at Camp Randall. In the third quarter, which I can't imagine, I don't know. Jess, you might agree with me on this, but I don't leave. If I buy a ticket, if I spend the money and pay for parking, I have to walk all the way to the stadium, spend $36 on one hot dog, I'm going to stay for the whole game, right?
I will be there in my seat for the entirety of the game, unless there is a medical emergency or the person that I'm with is just absolutely zonked. Like, has been running a marathon, is just like, I don't need a hospital, but I need to go home. It's like, okay, fine, we'll go home. But barring that, we're not leaving. I don't care what the score is. I don't care how they're playing. We're staying.
You know, and you know those games where they clear out, like a baseball game when it's like 11-1, they clear out. It just increases the chances you're getting a foul ball, right?
Yes, or you're catching, absolutely. Or that the camera's going to go on you, right? Or like, any of the gimmicky little shticks that they do, that you get to do those. And I don't know. I think there's something special about an arena that's kind of like cleared out except for a straggling thousand people who are just like, no, I'm not leaving. You can't make me.
You know, I broadcast high school and small college sports. That's kind of my gig, right? But I go to a professional event. I'm usually there because it's free, because I haven't bought a ticket to a game in 20 years.
That's incredible.
The last game I bought a ticket to was the Wisconsin-Minnesota punt block game at the Metrodome like 20 years ago. And the person I was with kept trying to leave late in that game. And I ended up watching the punt block happen from like the stairs going into like the
oh my God.
The,
but did you get a clear sight on it?
Yeah, I watched it happen. Okay, and I was around a bunch of Minnesota fans who were booing me. But, you know, it's a risk you take, you know, when you're 20 something and you're an idiot, you're going to be a jerk to those fans. Cause that's just what I was when I was 20. No. A lot of bad decisions at 20, but probably the worst was wearing like a bright red shirt into the Minnesota home stadium and then just talking trash to like 100 really intoxicated Minnesota fans.
That prefrontal cortex just not cooked enough.
No, poor decisions at that age. But anyway, the Badgers got smoked today. I mean, 24-7. It wasn't even that close. And now they have to rely on, get this, academic performance to see if they can make it to a bowl game.
Wait, really?
Yes. So
that's a deciding factor?
They need 82 teams to fill the bowl schedule.
Right? Okay.
Is there so many teams in the playoffs? 82 teams. There are 79 that are currently eligible that have 6 wins. So there's, at the moment, 3 spots open for 5 and 7 teams. It could close off. There's a bunch of these teams that play tomorrow. But if there are a few spots open for 5 and 7 teams, if your academic performance indicator is high enough, that's the tiebreaker to get into the bowl game as a 5 and 7 team.
Oh, okay.
The Badgers are pretty high on that list. So...
All right.
It may not be over, but it certainly feels like it's over.
Well, that is a new thing that I have just learned. Thank you for telling me that.
Oh, we get a sports segment on the show. I gotta share some of this stuff. So for people who are like, well, Badgers are done. That's it. It's over. Well, there's a very small chance based on grades that they could be playing a bowl game.
Now let's hope that the game performance was lagging, but the book performance...
Right.
That's
so the Badgers play another football game. It's because they did really well in school, which is the goal, right?
Right.
Student athlete.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a lot of consolation. Losing 5 in a row, losing to all of your rivals, not getting the axe. Like that is all bad. So Badgers fans are feeling it right now, and I'm feeling it with you. I'm a huge Badgers fan. I got Badgers stuff all behind me in my office. Like it is not fun times. So anyway, that's my sports segment. I was allowed one sports segment. Coming up, the Maggie Don Show for hour number 2, Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin. And we're also going to talk about school referendums with the Wisconsin Policy Forum in about a half an hour. A lot to get to. I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in today on the Maggie Don Show on Civic Media.